This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamb. Hundreds of local leaders across the West are opposing Congress's proposal earlier this summer to sell public lands. The measure failed, but as the Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen reports, one Colorado county is taking steps to ensure long-term protections.
Commissioners in Pitkin County, Colorado, home to Aspen, voted this week to rezone about 500,000 acres of federal land to prevent future development. The move comes in response to Utah Senator Mike Lee's failed proposal to sell federal public lands. Suzanne Wolf is the county's community development director. She says the new zoning classification won't affect current land use, but it'll make it harder to develop that land for housing, for example, if it was ever transferred to private ownership.
If there's something you want to do with that piece of property that's not allowed, then you would have to go through a rezoning process.
About 85% of Pitkin County is federal or state public land. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
Colorado is stepping up its regulation of kratom, plant-based substance that can have intoxicating effects. CPR's Megan Verlee.
Kratom is derived from the leaves of a tropical tree. It's a natural opiate traditionally used as a painkiller that is not FDA regulated and is becoming increasingly available in highly concentrated forms. A new state law explicitly bans smokable or vapable kratom products. It also increases the possible penalties for selling kratom to people under 21, marketing products designed to appeal to younger people, or selling kratom products that include other controlled substances. And it sets a limit on how strong products can be. Colorado is one of many states moving to regulate or ban kratom. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.